USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, asserted on ABC's The View that Democrat New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez should be expelled from the U.S. Senate. Fetterman drew parallels to the recent expulsion of Representative George Santos from the House of Representatives.
Santos is kind of lies were almost, you know, funny. And, like, you know, he, you know, landed on the moon and that kind of stuff. Whereas, I think Menendez, I think, is really a senator for Egypt, you know, not New Jersey.
Fetterman says Menendez, who faces federal charges related to a bribery scheme, should face similar consequences if Santos deserved expulsion from Congress. Top military officials and experts are meeting at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California to talk about ways to combat global threats. Members of the Armed Services Committees are debating the $886 billion defense budget. Most of the Joint Chiefs are there, along with the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General C.Q. Brown, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. You can live stream the Reagan National Defense Forum online at their website or hashtag RND 2023. Elon Musk debuted the revamped Tesla Cybertruck on Thursday in Austin, Texas.
It's the first electric vehicle Tesla offers that isn't a sedan and marks the company's entry into a growing EV pickup market. The bed of the truck, over 6 feet long, has a towing capacity of 11,000 pounds, and it's bulletproof.
If Al Capone showed up with a Tommy gun and emptied the entire magazine into the car door, you would still be alive. So, you know, instead people say, like, well, why'd you make it bulletproof? I'm like, why not? Do you want to, how tough is your truck?
Originally thought to be about $35,900, the price range $69,990 to $99,900. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oscar-winning actress Susan Sarandon apologizing for her anti-Semitic rant at a pro-Palestinian rally in New York City after her Hollywood talent agency dropped her.
Sarandon saying her remarks were a terrible mistake. Back on November 17th, she tells the crowd in Union Square that Jews are getting a taste of what it is like to be Muslim in this country, so often subjected to violence. But on Instagram, Sarandon now writing, "This phrasing was a terrible mistake, as it implies that until recently, Jews have been strangers to persecution, when the opposite is true."
Laura Winters reporting. Meta revealed on Thursday that an individual in China created thousands of fake social media accounts designed to masquerade as Americans. The intention was to disseminate divisive political content, seemingly aiming to divide Americans ahead of next year's elections. The tech company, overseeing platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, successfully identified and eradicated this network comprising nearly 4,800 fake accounts. These accounts utilized fake photos, names, and locations, presenting themselves as typical American Facebook users expressing opinions on political matters. Retailers are anticipating a quieter season at the cash registers this holiday. Best Buy, Lowe's, and Kohl's have reported sales declines in their recent quarters and anticipate a decrease in holiday sales compared to the previous year. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry mentioned that the company is ready for a customer base that is highly focused on finding the deals. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.